All right. Okay. When you've got a settlement on the table, then the most important thing I think for both sides is, once you've mapped up the areas that are contended, you can, tack your proposals to citations to the record. So, if there's a fact issue that is at issue, and you have documents that indicate the facts should go one way or the other, you can definitely use those documents and those pieces of evidence to drive your settlement. And this is also really important when the person you're dealing with, the staff attorney, isn't the final decider. They've got a lot of cases, a limited amount of time. And when you are defense counsel and presenting your counterproposal, drawing out those facts and evidence support in the record can really help when the decision-making body is considering your counterproposal. When it comes to being a staff attorney, I think especially when the respondent has given you some indication that there's a sticking point, making sure that you've indicated your, what evidence you have in support of your contentions, it gives them some tools to take back to the client, and not only in terms of, persuading the client to agree to the settlement, but also in terms of giving them some direction as to what to go out and get and bring back to you if there's a piece of information out there that might make a difference into the case. Another thing that's important to note is that orders need to have balance. And when you are looking at a proposal and you're thinking about the provisions of the proposal that your client is amenable to, or the areas might be sticking points, you should definitely step back and take a look at the whole proposal once you're done making those changes. Because a lot of times you'll look and notice that there are maybe some things in that proposal that need to be adjusted. So, if the settlement is going from a more complicated issue, or an issue's gone away because it's been resolved with evidence, or if there's an issue that's that might class the order in a more serious category of discipline, those adjustments need to be made. So. So that the order in itself is still has that balance between the findings, the conclusions of law, and the discipline. It's just a good idea, and it also kind of smooths the track for getting the settlement approved, because having a conclusion of law that isn't supported by the facts is going to raise questions. Having discipline that doesn't match the findings and the conclusions of law, is a usual raise questions, things like that. It's just a good idea to step back, look at everything in total after you've reached an agreement about the issues that are really important to your client, be it the agency or on the defense side. Next slide, please. Okay, when it comes to a case that involves Chapter 53 of the Occupations Code, always go back to the statute and review your factors. Obviously every agency has policy that's interpreted by staff, and their own rules and things that will drive their process. But, it's just a good idea to make sure you're covering all the bases. This is the underlying scaffold for that entire process, regardless of the agency you're practicing in front of. And so having that, having those factors covered, having information or that covers every single point in that, in those factors, is really important, especially when it comes to trying to get the outcome you want. And that goes both ways. Especially when something is going to end up in front of an ALJ, this is where they're going to go. These are the points that they're going to develop and make findings on. So having those well developed early in the phase of a case will definitely help drive a settlement, because it's something that we're all going to end up talking about anyway. So having the sticking points worked out, having the evidence and the information that support your case, regardless of the side you're on, developed and presented to the other side, I think that helps when it comes to coming to some kind of consent order or provisional license, or basically just make sure you've covered all your bases before you're stepping into the arena of the ALJ, where they're going to make findings on these bases anyway.